A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line. Tony, apologies. I truncated the problem shared this week, but thanks for joining us. We're going to get into our first straight query here. A listener gets in touch with us and asks, several of my friends keep asking me, what am I doing for the weekend or other events that might be happening? The impression I get is they have to be with the crowd, in on some action or the other. To be honest, I don't understand where they're coming from. I'm not interested in going out just for the sake of going out or to be where the crowd is. I like the quiet life, a quiet conversation with a few friends, a peaceful drink in a cosy pub. Do you think I'm out of step with life with this attitude?
Yeah, that's a very old question, really. You know, do you go run with the herd, or are you a hermit up in a mountain sort of thing? And what I always say in these situations is there's a happy balance between the two. A hermit is not always happy or not always balanced, but a quiet life is fine. So, I mean, what is being aimed for here is something in between the two. You know, sheep go in flocks and so do birds and fish go in shoals for protection. But human beings, we have evolved a brain which is beyond that basic need, you know. And the trouble is, if you're one of these people that lock yourselves away too much, it's not good for the mental health. I mean, there are historical individuals sort of on record where their lives go very strange if they don't keep social contact. Human beings simply need that. Now, there's a difference between that and being all the time wanting to be where the crowd is, or you know, being in the big pub with 100 people. That's not the sort of thing that I'm talking about. But there is, as I says, a very important need for that human contact. And where you get it is unimportant, really. I mean, a lot of people get it by being in you know, various clubs, or, you know, interest groups, or art or theatre, that sort of stuff, you know. But it is nevertheless important to have that contact. So that's what I would say, is there's nothing wrong with, you know, being out with friends, but if you're totally focused in that area, it's not brilliant. And if you're totally focused on being a hermit stuck up in a mountain somewhere, you know, that's not particularly healthy for or well-being either. So that'd be what I would say.
That sort of a thing. It's just some people, it's just a personality thing, isn't it? Some people love being where the crowd is. They'll go with whatever's popular because they want to be in a highly socialized setting. Whereas others just prefer a quieter, like this guy says, look, a quieter life, a quieter thing. Yes, socialized, but in a calmer sort of a way.
Absolutely. I mean, and there is a bit of a balance outside of each one. You know, I mean, there's no harm going to the odd match and being with thousands of people every now and again. But if you're every week, every outing is orientated that way, that's a bit imbalanced. So basically what they're looking for here is balance in life. And this person is perfectly right, you know, that there is a need for some sort of social balance in that respect. But as I said, you know, it's the excess that is incorrect.
Yeah,
it's not
the important thing, Tony, would be to make sure, like, if it is the quiet, you know, conversation with a few friends in a cafe or heading to a cozy pub, that you don't stop doing that, because the even though it's a smaller, quieter level, the socialization is very important for people, not to withdraw totally.
Yeah, people who, as I said, disconnect for whatever reason from social life, it actually affects their mental capacity. And it's very important to keep up a certain degree, anyway, of social contact. And as I say, that's why, you know, being interested in sport or interested in art or theatre, whatever it is you're into, but being in with a group every now and again is an important part of being balanced in life.
Yeah, that's the important thing. Okay, Tony, listen, apologies for the shortness of this week, under pressure from all that's going on in the world, but thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning nonetheless.
That's great. Thanks, Ger.
We'll have to blame it all on Donald Trump. Brilliant stuff. That's Tony McGinley with us on the line for a problem shared. If you have a viewer or a query for him, get in touch with us on the programme. You can email the more details once into Kerry today at radiokerry.ie.